Ali Noorani is the executive director of the National Immigrant Forum, author and host of the podcast Only in America. He's also a guest speaker at a virtual event held by local nonprofit English in Action this evening. The organization connects adult immigrants in the Roaring Fork Valley with resources to learn English. Noorani spoke to arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth about the contributions of immigrants in the U.S.
There's a lot of noise around the immigration debate. For people having a hard time seeing past the headlines, what are we missing? How should we be focusing this conversation?
Over the years of our nation's history, immigrants and immigration have contributed to the well-being and the prosperity of the American worker and their family. It is very easy at this moment to kind of lose sight of that. But in the context, particularly of the COVID-19 pandemic, you see immigrants on the front lines of the response, from healthcare to agriculture to logistics. And as we hopefully move into a recovery phase from the pandemic, the immigrant community will continue to play a pivotal role.
One of the focuses of English in Action's virtual fundraiser is COVID-19. It's affecting everyone, but there are so many ways it's impacting immigrant communities disproportionately. Tell me about that. What are you hearing from these communities about the challenges they're facing during the pandemic?
The immigrant community, in disproportionate numbers, is going to work. They don't have the luxury of staying at home and, you know, dialing into that meeting. So therefore, they're at greater risk. And as a result of being at greater risk, you're seeing case numbers go up in immigrant communities. And then the question is, you know, what kind of access to healthcare services, financial relief, was provided to them?
You talk to people from across the political and ideological spectrum for your podcast and for your book, There Goes the Neighborhood, How Communities Overcome Prejudice and Meet the Challenges of American Immigration. Are there communities that are meeting that challenge? And if so, what are they doing well?
I think the faith community have to really be given a tremendous amount of credit. You have the Catholic community who are making sure that poor communities of color, immigrant communities, are safe during the pandemic. But you also have Catholic bishops across the country lending their voice and leadership to the push for racial justice. Even some of your most conservative denominations, such as the Southern Baptist Convention, they have been a leader in the effort for immigration reform at a federal level. And they've also taken a leadership role within the conservative community in terms of struggles for racial justice. So I think that oftentimes we have a tendency to think of the faith community as something separate from what are commonly believed to be kind of progressive issues. What I've seen, it is these conservative faith communities that are really helping Americans see how we need to be advocating for reforms to our immigration system.
And finally, you sign off your podcast by asking your guests to finish the sentence, only in America, dot, dot, dot. So flipping the script here, how would you conclude that sentence?
So I would say, you know, only in America can a diverse people struggle for justice. And there's something so special and so unique about the United States that you can't capture, you can't feel until you're a part of it. And that's why immigrants from around the world see the U.S. as a beacon of hope and freedom, and that why we all have a responsibility to continue to ensure that that beacon remains lit.
That was Ali Noorani from the National Immigrant Forum and host of the Only in America podcast, talking with arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth. He speaks at a virtual event from English in Action tonight.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.